Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're interviewing today Evangelist Terry Chupp. Brother Terry Chupp is a Bassmaster fishing champion of years gone by. He still fishes every day.
Amen.
He's fishing for men, and he's sharing his testimony with us. We have a caller also holding. Brother Tom, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. Yesterday's broadcast was most informative. I called a Jewish friend of mine that I went to grammar school, high school with, and I was telling him about the broadcast. And he's under the persuasion that there's never been another party like the Democratic Party that, regardless of what you say about COVID, they've got all the answers and they're going to take care of you. Dr. Youngblood, I didn't say anything because I hate to hurt his feelings, but wasn't the Holocaust a government program? Am I wrong?
Absolutely. Adolf Hitler and his brown shirts murdered, they used the term in history, 6 million Jews. I contend it was more than that. They never mentioned approximately 12 million other civilians that were non-Jewish. It was a major, major, mega Holocaust, and it was carried out by a governmental program under the Hitler administration. You're exactly right.
Yes. Dr. Youngblood, I sure have a lot of difficulty leading him to Christ. I may never be successful, but I'm like your guest there. I'm sure going to try.
Well, let's ask Brother Terry. Brother Terry, how would you handle, Tom is talking about a Jewish friend. What would be your response? How would you respond to that Jewish friend?
Well, thanks for calling, Tom. I want to make an offer to you. If you will give your information to the pastor here, we will have sent to you a book that I authored, How to Be Wise in God's Eyes. And this teaches you how to share your faith in Jesus with total strangers, with family members, with friends, with people you really don't know. Last week on Saturday, I had a man come to fix my furnace. I live in the Atlanta area, and it was out. He came and fixed it, brought the part, and put it in there. And when he finished, I said, I want to talk to you about something. I said, first of all, you look like an honest man, are you? He said, yes, sir. I said, great. If I ask you a question, I know you'll give me an honest answer. He said, yes, sir. I said, if you were to get killed when you leave my house before you get to your next call, are you 100% certain you're going to heaven? And don't lie to me. He said, no, sir. I said, I don't want you to leave this house that way. As I shared the gospel of Jesus with him that's in the book we're going to send you, that gentleman held my hands and prayed in my house and was born again. It's
wow.
You know, being a bass fisherman, okay, I've got 10-pound bass on my wall. I know how to brag on fish. I killed a great big deer years ago. I didn't have to be taught how to brag on that deer or those fish. But yet, I brag on the Lord Jesus more than anything else in this world. I'm a newlywed. My wife passed away years ago, and the Lord brought my wife today into my life. 17 months ago, she said, I do, and I said, hot dog. But I love her, and she's working with me in the ministry here. But my point to you is, please send your information here to the pastor, and he'll let you know what to do. But we will send you free of charge a copy of this book, and to anyone else that wants it. I'm an evangelist that's not about money. I'm an evangelist that's about the Lord Jesus. And I want to help people be able to share their faith in Jesus. We're actually, the reason I'm here is today, tomorrow, and Saturday, I'm taking members of the church and the university here out soul winning.
Amen.
And soul winning is just like fishing. You make the proper presentation of the proper product with accuracy and sensitivity. That's the way you catch fish, but that's the way you're blessed to share Jesus with people. And you're not doing it for your own sake. You're doing it for their sake. But the Holy Spirit of God is the one who sets the hook.
That's right. By the way, Brother Terry, you touched on something. Brother Tom, thank you so much for your call. Be praying for you today. God bless you. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. And the invitation, by the way, is open this evening at 6 o'clock, and then Saturday evening at 6 o'clock.
Tomorrow.
Sunday morning at 10:45, and at 6 in the afternoon. So opportunity for four services to be with Brother Terry. And we look forward to having you with us if you're available and can do so. But thank you so much for your call, for your input, dialogue, and discussion today. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard Brother Terry Chupp. We're interviewing Brother Terry Chupp. He's a fishing evangelist, and he's got a book that he was just talking about, How to Be Wise in God's Eyes. For each caller today, let me make this statement. For each caller today, leave your name and address with our screen caller or call screener, Brother Roger, and leave that with Roger. He'll get it to us, and we will send you that book. Won't cost you a dime, and we'll pay the postage to get it to you. How to Be Wise in God's Eyes. It's biblical evangelism, being able to share your faith with others that others might come to know Christ as Savior and as Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. Brother Terry, I mentioned this earlier. This article says, the nuns, N-O-N-E-S, nuns are on the rise. That's why the church movement is so needed today. A growing number of Americans are losing their religion, this article starts out. Recent numbers show daily prayer, church attendance, and the number of self-proclaimed Christians as all are declining. Part of this trend includes the growing number of people with no religious affiliation, called religious nuns. In 2021, the Pew Research Center found self-identified Christians make up only 63% of American population, a drop from 75% just 10 years ago. The majority of the decline is happening among Protestants. During the same period, the researchers found that the number of religious nuns has almost quadrupled since Pew Research began its religious landscape in 2007. Quote, when we ask people about their religious affiliation and identification, Protestants, Catholics, Mormons, Orthodox Christians, Jewish, Mormons, Buddhist, Hindu, atheist, agnostic, something else is or nothing at all. The religious nuns are those people who answer the question describing themselves as atheist, agnostics, or nothing in particular, according to the research. Religious nuns currently, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, religious nuns having no affiliation, no claim to faith, no religious denomination, not Christian, the religious nuns currently account for 3 out of 10 adults in America. That's 29%. That number, the article says, that number is up by 10% just in the past 10 years. Further, it says religious nuns are growing among men and women. They are growing among college graduates and those with less education. They're growing in every religion in the country. As older Americans age and they begin to pass away, they're being replaced with new generation of young adults that's coming up of age and far lower levels of attachment to any religion. Further, the article states, another indicator that Americans are growing less religious includes prayer. Fewer than half of the adults pray daily. 30% say they seldom or ever pray at all, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's the reason it's so important. In fact, I've said with so many times, and I shared with Brother Terry Chupp this morning, what America needs is revival. We need to be revived. We need to come back to faith in God. Our churches are being decimated because of COVID. In fact, the George Barna report said that out of 300,000 churches in America, that about one out of five, that's about 60,000, will close in the next 18 months. Now, I don't know about you, but it saddens me to realize that we're on that major slippery slope declining into secularism as a nation.
Amen.
I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over to the question or comment, please.
Yes, hi.
Hello. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Yeah, my name is Richard. In Matthew 24, it talks about as lawlessness increases, people's love will grow cold. And I believe it's possible that that love growing cold is also within the Christian community. My question is, I believe that your comments relative to Biden and a lot of the things that are taking place are true. How much of that type of conversation and asking your guest would be a deterrent in drawing somebody to the Lord?
I don't think it would be. I think that we're in the world. We're not of the world, but we're in the world. We're to be salt and light. We're to be watchmen on the wall. Ezekiel 33 is very, very clear. It's not designed to frighten anybody. It's designed so they'll know the truth. If you call CDC, they're going to lie to you about the COVID. If you call the Biden administration, they will lie to you. If you look at the Communist Network News, CNN, CSNBC, MSNBC, et cetera, you're not going to get the truth. The only place we find truth is in the Word of God. And the truth of the Word of God says that we need to be watchmen on the wall. We need to be salt and light. Salt is no value unless it comes out of the shaker. Light is no value if we stay hidden under the bed. So we need to face the issues, and we need to do so with the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God without fear and without favor. If I were to tell you that if you walk outside the door, there's an enemy that's going to destroy your life, and I don't identify that enemy, and you walk out, I'm held responsible. My responsibility as a watchman on the wall is to warn of the enemy, how to identify the enemy, and how to respond and to repel the enemy. Amen. And that's exactly what we need to do as Christians today.
As a watchman on the wall, I can understand that. But my question to your guest is, can all the this conversation about the problems that are taking place in our country, which I believe the observations are true, can that be a deterrent in drawing somebody to the Lord?
Brother Terry, answer that question.
I personally do not believe it's a deterrent. Like I said, we brag on what we love the most. And if we are truly Christians, we love Jesus more than anything or anyone. And that's why I love him so much, I'm going to obey his will. And that's to share his word and share everything with everyone that I can, that the reality is only those who have been born again are going to heaven. If a person has been born again, I'm not condemning them to hell. They've already condemned themselves.
Yes.
And our position, Dr. Youngblood and mine, is stand on the word, to brag on the Lord Jesus, and love people. Yes. Love them enough to share the truth with love in our hearts for them.
Brother Terry, I believe the rudimentary element of the question, though, is if we talk about something that's viewed as negative, if we talk about the dangers, the devastation, the darkness, the difficulties happening in the world, but yet the Bible is filled with that. The Lord Jesus himself in Matthew 24 that our caller touched on, the Lord Jesus himself talks about what to see in the last days. And as we see these things coming, we should be more ready to share the gospel. It should hasten our conversation.
Amen.
About the lostness. It should cause us to have the passion to say, this is wrapping up. This whole world's wrapping up. We need to come to the Lord. We need to understand that our only hope, our only help is in the Lordship of
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So part of what I'm trying to say to our listener is, if the people do not understand that we're rapidly declining as a nation, that we need to say yes to Jesus Christ now, the rapture's at hand. We don't ever know when the last moment will be that we can make a decision for the Lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives. And Jesus himself, and go back to Matthew 24 again, it talks about what we see taking place with the false teachers, the false preachers, the false theology, love of many waxing cold. And that's what we see taking place in the nation. So therefore, as Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 33:10, how should we then live? We should warn the world that this is the these are the last days.
Amen. You know, as a fisherman, I did a lot of seminars, and I would share with people what's the best lure to use at a certain time in a certain place. And I would be very straightforward and honest with them. Well, the Lord called me to be a fisher of men. Catching fish means nothing to me today, but sharing the Word of God and turning and let them read it.
Amen.
I do something when I share my faith in Jesus with people. I have a little pocket-sized New Testament right here.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I get them to hold this in their hand and read the Roman Road.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're holding their hand, I said, by the way, I want you to realize, we've got five senses. You just use speech, hearing, touching. The power of the Word of God. And when you do that, the Holy Spirit of God is going to jump off these pages and jump into your heart.
Amen.
And confirm that to you. And that's why, again, it's not me. It's not Dr. Youngblood. It's us sharing the power of the Word of God through the power of the Holy Spirit of God.
Yes, that's
but with no self-gain purpose in this.
Right.
I'm not in the evangelism business now for money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't set a fee when I go places. I just simply trust my Lord. And I've done that now since July the 7th, 1985, when I was born again. Before that, by the way, I was a deacon in church for 15 years. Mm-hmm. I've been a minister of music. I knew it all in my head, but the space difference between heaven and hell is about 15 inches. That's from your brain to your heart.
Amen.
And on that day, I invited the Lord Jesus. When I heard the Word of God, I got convicted. The preacher didn't convict me, by the way. It was the Holy Spirit of God and the Word. But when I did that, it changed my life totally.
Amen. I believe that answered the question pretty, in-depth. And I'm thankful for your call. Thank you for calling. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth now. I believe we have another call on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hello, Brother Youngblood.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate your program, and I really enjoy it. Thanks for sharing. There's just one comment I'd like to make, and maybe you can talk about it. You always, on some of your programs, you talk about the people from other countries that come over the border, not legally. As a Christian or as somebody to share the Word of God, I believe it's something good for the country, for those people to come in, because this country was founded on the Word of God. That's why it got so great. And if they keep on coming through, let them come in and let's keep on sharing the Word of God with them. What do you say about that?
Brother, you are right and you're wrong. We are a nation of laws. We have a civil government. God created civil government. And the greatest thing that a president can do is protect our borders. You have, for example, what's called the Holy See. That is the headquarters for Roman Catholicism. They have a wall around the Holy See. They have guards and military around the Holy See, where the Pope himself is protected, because that is a nation in itself. There at the Holy See. Every other nation around the globe, they have borders and they have laws. You can't come in unless you go through the proper process. We're not against immigrants. Our nation's built on immigrants. My forefathers were English, German, and I'm thankful for their heritage, but they came the legal way. We are to obey the laws of the land. At this moment, we had over 2 million that's come in illegally. Yes, they need to know the Lord. Yes, there's the potential of evangelism and outreach to them. But if you come in illegally knowing that, then everything that you do is under the guise and the shadow of having gotten here, breaking in, if you please, into the vault. If you break into the vault down at the bank, you can't walk back to the counter and say, would you make me a loan after you've broken into the vault? So I believe that we need to live by the laws of the land that says you got to go through INS and you got to do that properly and legally. So, yes, I'm for immigrants coming into America. We've historically, for the past 50 to 60 years, we've averaged about a million a year coming in legally, not illegally. What the Biden administration is doing is letting them flood in, and before the 2024 election, they will make them legal in some fashion, so that's 2 million additional Democrat votes. If someone gives you a pocket full of money, if they put you on a plane and transport you across America, if they give you food, clothing, and shelter, if they provide for your every need, surely you're going to vote for that party that's done that for you. That's the modus operandi. That's the process that we'd see taking place before our eyes. So I'm not against immigrants, legal immigrants. I am against 100% illegal immigrants. Amen. But Terry, how do you respond to that?
Well, we know factually that many coming across the line, the southern border, are from countries other than South America and Mexico. They're from across the globe here, and they're sneaking in that way, and they're coming in here to bring something other than what we would desire as America.
Yes.
And now, as a Christian, I want to reach everyone I can for the Lord Jesus. But at the same time, I think we have to, what does it be as?
Wise as serpent,
wise as serpent, gentle as a lamb. Yeah. And that's what we've got to do, because Satan is wanting to take America down, and he's accomplishing that through, pardon my bluntness, the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. I believe we have another call on the line. Give you the question or comment, please. Thank you so much for your call, by the
Amen.
Way.
Amen.
Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to address, I think his name was Kevin, who asked about how the guests, how it affects the guests, the message of Matthew 24 and Revelation there. And as a guest, I'd like to tell him that it's a fearful message to listen to. You know, fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and understanding as well. It's not an easy message to listen to. It's downright frightening, especially if you don't have that Spirit of Christ in your heart. If you hear that and it frightens you, it should make you want to draw nearer and learn that word and gain that knowledge to where you know the salvation of your soul is in Jesus Christ. Without him, nothing is possible.
Amen.
And it's a frightening, frightening message, but it's one that has to be told.
2 Timothy 1:7.
The true believers will know when it's going to happen. They'll know.
That's right. Amen.
We've got to remember 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Now, when the Lord called me to preach, just like Dr. Youngblood, I believe he would confirm this, we were called to preach the truth of the Word of God and not be an ear tickler. Mm-hmm. Not just say what people want to hear, but say what the Holy Spirit of God speaks to our heart about sharing with others.
Amen. That's right. Jim, thank you so much for your footnote
thank
on
you.
That. Very, very well placed, spot on with the truth, and I believe it is the truth of the Word of God that will set us free.
Amen.
Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're interviewing today a dear friend of the family, friend of ours, evangelist Brother Terry Chupp. Brother Terry is from the Atlanta area. Brother Terry, tell our listeners, because we're inviting them to come tonight at 6 o'clock, tomorrow night, Saturday night at 6 o'clock, Sunday morning 10:45, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, to hear you preach and to teach and to talk about fishing, as fisher of fish and fisher of men. So tell our listeners why it's so important for them to come for the worship services, what they can expect, and what you're going to, part of what you're going to say, and encourage them to be our guest.
Well, being an evangelist, my heart is sharing Jesus with people. And I believe that as a fisherman, my heart was catching those fish. And when you come to one of these services, I make you a promise. I'm going to stand on the word. I'm going to brag on Jesus. And I'm going to love you enough to tell the truth. And so often we think that when a preacher preaches boldly and strongly and all, that he's mean-spirited. No, he's not. He may be being obedient to preach exactly what the Lord has laid on his heart, or he won't be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could be at home right now, well, Dr. Youngblood's home, with my beautiful bride, But I'm here because I know the Lord meant for me to be here today, right here, right now, at this time, at this place, for this purpose. And that's why, as you come here to First Conservative Baptist Church tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, we will be in the Word of God. I preach the Bible. I don't preach what I believe. I preach what the Bible says. And we need to get back to good old-fashioned Bible preaching today. And we've got too many of these churches. Well, as an example, I'm going to touch a hard spot here. We got too many churches closing down because of COVID. I am not afraid of COVID. God knew me before I was conceived. God knows how many hair on my head.
Both
God
of them.
Knows, yeah, both of them. No, three and me. But God also knows the day He has appointed for me to leave here and go to heaven.
Amen.
COVID's not going to kill me. My Lord's going to take me when He's ready.
Amen.
And by the way, I'm ready.
Amen.
I know I'm ready because I trusted the Lord as my personal Savior, my Master, my King, and Lord of my life. And so that's what we teach and what we preach. And Dr. Youngblood has been so gracious to me. Being uneducated, well, not formally, but I've been educated.
Amen.
At the foot of the cross.
Amen.
But again, I love people. I love you. You come here, and I'll probably hug your neck if you give me a chance to.
Amen.
But COVID says we can't even do that. We can't even shake hands.
Yeah, we do.
That's so contrary to the principle of what church is supposed to be about. It's a fellowship of believers.
Amen.
And so you come here, and I promise, I want to meet you, by the way, when you come.
Looking forward to it, and thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got about a minute, about 45 seconds left on this broadcast. Brother Terry, one of the things that coming to say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, it changes your life. Here's an article that says, I need to thank the Lord. NFL star Ben Roethlisberger puts God first and officially announces his retirement. And this football star says that he's retiring so he can spend time with his wife and his family and to enlarge the kingdom of God, that his life is sold out and surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. He says, football has been a gift, and I thank God for allowing me to play it, he said, with the great people and protecting me through it all. It's the love of God that's done it. Brother Terry, thank you so much for being with us today, and I'm looking forward to having you in our pulpit tonight. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, from lunchtime, after we've had a late lunch, we're going out and make a few visits with folks that are wanting to know something about the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Then we're coming back in, and at 6 o'clock, the worship services, we're at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. Love to have you. 6 o'clock this evening, 6 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, that's Saturday, then Sunday morning and Sunday evening. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Located 1/2 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.